Clutch of Constables by Niall Marsh, read by James Saxon. Chapter 1. Apply Within. There was nothing fancy about the jam pot, Alan said. The word jobs is entirely appropriate to his activities. He planned carefully, left as little as possible to chance, took a satisfaction in his work and accepted, without dwelling upon them, the occupational hazards which it involved. Retention or abolition of capital punishment made no difference at all to his professional behaviour. I dare say he looks upon the murders that he did in fact perform as tiresome and regrettable necessities. His talents were appropriate to his employment. They included manual dexterity, a passion for accuracy, a really exceptional intelligence of mathematical precision, and a useful imagination, offset by a complete blank when nervous anxiety might be expected. Above all, he was a superb mimic. Mimics are born, not made. From his childhood, the jam pot showed an uncanny talent in reflecting not only the mannerisms, speech habits, and social behaviour of an extraordinary diversity of persons, but of knowing, apparently by instinct, how they would react to given circumstances. Small wonder, Alan said, that he led us up the garden path for so long. He was a masterpiece. He looked around his audience. Six rows of sharp-cropped heads. Were the dumb-looking ones as dumb as their wrinkled foreheads, lacklustre eyes and slackish mouths seemed to suggest? Was the forward-leaning one in the second row, who had come up from the uniform branch with an outstanding report, as good as his promise? Protectors of the people, Alan thought. If only the people would recognise them as such. He went on. "I've chosen the jam pot for your consideration," he said, "because he's a kind of bonus in crime. He combines in himself the ingredients that you find singly in other homicides and hands you the lot in a mixed grill."